Moncrief on News Talk.
Even though Robert Glynn is an interior designer, he was pretty aghast at the prices that he was being quoted to build his own home. So Robert decided to do himself. Afternoon, Robert.
John, how are you?
Not too bad.
Thanks for having me on.
Did you come up with the design for your house in terms of what shape it would be?
Yes. So originally, it's out in agricultural land, so we wanted to kind of keep it in a, you know, in a barn style of house. Just to have it nice and modern and contemporary. So, I was just looking back. So it was 2022 was the first kind of pencil draft kind of sketch of it. And then, just kind of built it from there. And then, we'd been to a few self-build shows and stuff like that. And a few of the products I had used before. So, then we just got some renders done and, unfolded from there.
At that stage, so you have a design, was it the case you went to somebody and they kind of turned up with, if you like, a prefabricated house for you, or the bones of it, the skeleton of it?
Yeah, so essentially the way it's built is it was from a company called TimberTech in Enfield. So we sent them, once the floor plans were finalised, which took a long time, we sent them over. So there was a couple of little architectural or engineering amendments, you know, for steel and to make sure that the house was structurally sound. And then it's prefabricated off-site. So then it comes within, landed on site. Thursday morning, they had the crane here. The groundworks are all done. And then Saturday morning, you could kind of walk in what would be the front door, walk into all of the different rooms. So, very... real kind of experience in such a short period of time.
Yeah, and it took them a day to do that, to bolt the whole thing together.
I think they were there Thursday morning, and by Friday evening or Saturday morning, the crane had gone. Yeah, I think somewhere between 2 and 3 days. Yeah.
Okay, right. So then was that, if you like, the frame of the house, or was there an exterior to it at that point?
No, so just the timber frame at that point, and then. Yeah, then all of the other processes, so the cladding and all of the insulation, all of those elements after that. But the actual structure, the timber frame bit, that structure of it, in about 2.5 days,
Yeah, and because I suppose your house was unusually shaped, was it, for then things like the cladding, was it more difficult to get people to come and do that work if they hadn't done it before?
No, we had kind of done a good bit of research about the actual product. So it's it's a Finnish product, from Finland. So it has a 50-year guarantee and all of this kind of thing. So we had done a good bit of research on it. And then it was just about getting the right tradespeople to actually fit it. So, it was, the shape of it is tricky enough. But no, it wasn't a huge problem, no.
Right. Okay. And so then from that time, how long did it take you until you had a, walk in the door house?
So we broke ground on the 9th of July, and then we moved in 1 year later on the 7th of July. So, from the initial groundwork starting, the thing is that the timber frame would have been an additional 10 weeks, which it off-site. So, overall, about a year, yeah.
Yeah, and did anything go wrong during the course of that period?
Oh, yeah, lots of little things, but nothing major. A couple of things really kind of extended the timeline, but not by any significant amount of time. The drying of the floor being one of them, we were greenfield site, so no power to actually turn on any electricity, so... physically getting the moisture out of the concrete floor just took a lot longer than we thought. And we, in the end, had to get a generator in to force the last little bit of moisture out of the floor.
Yeah. And did it take a long time to get services onto the site, i.e. electricity and plumbing?
There had been lots of people that told me that one of the big sticking points would be getting services. Yeah. For us, it does. And it's complete luck of the draw, I think. For us, all of the services were relatively straightforward. We had a small... wait for the ESB, but nothing, you hear sometimes some of the services are take a long time, but no, it actually, it all just kind of fell nicely into place.
Right. Okay. So a year is, I suppose, pretty good, really, if you had been waiting on contractors.
Exactly, yeah. A year for... The thing is, if we had went conventional, I would think it would have taken significantly longer, like with blocks. One of the reasons for the timber frame was financial, but also, just the timeline. It's very quick in getting the frame of the house up, and then you can get moving on all of the other subcontractors. You know?
Yeah. Now, obviously, you are an interior designer, so you have some experience in all of this. But were there things though you had to learn?
Oh yeah, huge amounts of things. So from the job that I would be doing, we would do internal renovations and extensions, sometimes with architects, sometimes without architects. But all of the structural bits was on the ground kind of learning curve. So yeah, now once we got inside the house, then I felt much more comfortable. But yeah, no, a lot of on-site learning.
Yeah, and for that bit of it, for the on-site learning, was it better to know in advance? Because you know, way sometimes tradespeople can come up and you know you have to do the blah de blah de blah, and you have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, and I think from doing numerous jobs over the years, I definitely, you know, I would have known the lingo and what had to be done. But there's certain parts of it that, you know, I would never have had any involvement in on previous jobs. So yeah, no, definitely, yeah. A steep learning curve at times.
Yeah, and was it stressful at times at all?
Oh yeah. Long days, and you know every decision is so weighted because it's our home. So yeah, all of the good decisions you own, but all of the bad ones as well. So yeah, quite stressful. I mean, it's a process to actually get it out of the ground. The first draft was 2022, but even previous to that. And then mortgage applications and fund, all that kind of thing, you know.
Oh, God, yeah. Was there any difficulty with, if you're applying for a mortgage for a house you're building yourself?
There was a number of difficulties, yeah, because I'm self-employed as well. So that makes it a little bit trickier. And then, yeah, the self-build mortgage process is slightly different, as in it comes down in lump sums, and that's all well and good at the start, but at the end it's kind of, it has to be signed off and finished, but all that means all of the work has to be done, but you don't get your money until it's done. So it's kind of this limbo where the work is done but not everyone has been fully paid because you can't get the money.
Yeah,
so kind of a catch-22 at the end.
Yeah, you can imagine that might be a wee bit tense. But in terms of how much it cost you, I know that like that one builder quoted you $650,000. Can you give us an idea?
Way back when we started, that was just for to finish plastered wall inside. No fitting out of bathrooms or kitchens. And I just look back at about $450,000, I think.
Wow.
To the same level, finished, you know, plastered wall, obviously no painting or any of that kind of stuff. So,
okay, that's pretty damn good. Robert, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Robert Glynn there, an interior designer.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.